Hello, friends, and welcome to another episode of the Anthony Harry Podcast. I have no idea what I'm going to talk to you about. I'm just kidding. So last weekend was Fan Fusion here in Minnesota, and we had the privilege to be there. By we, I mean myself, Willis Nance, Tracy Leaf. We were there representing Nine Ravens, and it was a pretty cool show. So I'm going to start by talking about that. So Fan Fusion, it was their second year in Minnesota. And from what I understand, the first year had some hiccups, which I think every first year show is probably going to have some hiccups. And I really can't speak to it. All I know is that some people took it a little more seriously than others and just decided not to support the show a second year in a row. I decided to get in on the second year. And so let's go into that a little bit. So Artist Alley tables at Fan Fusion were available for essentially $150. $150 got you one table, which was, I think, 8 feet long, I think, or it was 6 feet long, one or the other. It was just standard table. And Artist Alley was separate from the main exhibitor hall. Now, compared to other shows that I've done, their aisles were a lot wider. There was plenty of room for fans to move around. That was a plus, I think, for people who attended the show as a fan. But it also gave the illusion of not having a lot of people. Now, from a purely profit loss or profit gain standpoint, I could have done better at the show. But again, I always go into a show thinking, hey, I would like to at least break even. And I can say that, or I will say that I definitely broke even. So I didn't lose money doing the show. And I also got the opportunity to see, some people in the industry that I haven't gotten the chance to visit with in a while. And that's always a plus, which is honestly half the reason I invest into doing shows is because, it's just fun to see other creators and be able to talk to them and learn from what they're doing and support what they're doing and hopefully, be encouraging to the entire community, because we have some awesome creators in the comic book industry, and we a lot of them live in Minnesota, and so it's pretty great. The show, I think, from what I understand from some of the vendors, it sounds like the promoters were pretty happy with the turnout of the show overall, and I'm honestly hoping that they come back for a third year. I think that would be all right. Things that I would change, not that people at Fan Fusion are asking me for advice, but it was a three-day show. Friday went from 3 o'clock to 8 p.m. Saturday ran from 10 a.m. to 7, and then Sunday was 10 to 5. Now, Sunday's fine. 10 to 5 on Sunday, that's fine. Gives you time to clean up, close out, whatever. There's also the logistics of what the facility offers. And so those are some things to consider. But so Sunday was fine. Now, Friday evening aspects of three-day shows also make sense to me. You're trying to capitalize on the fact that people have the end of the work week. Maybe they want to go out after they get done working and check out the first day of a comic book show. Like, that's totally cool. I just wouldn't have it go. I would have it go just for 4 hours. So I wouldn't have done the 5 hours. I'd either done 3 to 7 or 4 to 8. That's just me. But I would have shaved an hour off of that. And then Saturday, I would have shaved an hour off and only gone till 6 at the latest. That last hour from 6 to 7, nothing happened. So it was, you know, I think people are wrapping up and going on to do other things, but that's just my 2 cents on that. The venue was fantastic. It was at St. Paul River Center. That's a really impressive place to do a show, I think, and it has a lot of potential. I hope that they're able to come back and do a show there. I hope that they keep it at least a two-day show. That would be awesome. From what I understand, they had a wide range of panels that were great to check out. They also had quite the guest list that they had, both across the industry and all of entertainment media, with actors and creators and writers and things like that. And so that, I hope they keep doing that. I think it brings in an interesting dynamic to the community that we have here, and there's definitely room for a show like that. The problem is that there are shows like that all over the country now. And I mean, this promoter, Square Egg, I think is their name. They also do two other shows. They do a Las Vegas show and a show in Arizona. And they're pretty big shows, and they all continue to grow. So even they know that there's a lot of competition in the market. So it's just a matter of finding things that don't compete with either local draws or things that are drawing people outside of the state. And yeah, so we'll see how it goes. I don't know if the dates that they chose this year would be good to stick with. I think in Minnesota, you know, the reality is when people are out, like in the summer, because we have relatively cold months out of the year, that it can be a challenge to get people to come to an indoor thing in the middle of the summer. And I know for me, I would love to see a show like this, and a nice venue, indoor, high quality show. I would love to see it in like November or December, because, you know, granted, you have the conflict of the holidays around that time, and like that's understandable, but at the same time, or even January, like just, it would be fascinating to get a big winter show. And I think you could get a lot of people that would want to have that little weekend escape, being able to go maybe stay at a hotel for the weekend and spend their time having fun with fellow geeks and nerds at the comic book convention. I think that there could be a lot of pull with that. And so maybe someone will try that at some point. Maybe I'll try it at some point. Who knows? But I think a show like that has a lot of potential. We already have some strong spring and fall shows, and so I wouldn't even try to move into that time of the year, because those shows are already great, and there's just no reason to compete with those. So what was nice is that we had we just had some great people stop by. I had some people who typically try to find me at shows, met a lot of really cool new people at Fan Fusion, which is always a plus. And we also, it was the third show that we've done as Nine Ravens, which feels really good. It feels like a huge success to be able to do shows as a publisher. And that's huge for me. And I'm really wanting that trend to continue. The other thing that happened is Sunday evening of last week, Nine Ravens launched our first Kickstarter campaign, and it's for the book The Night Before Birthday, which is a really charming children's book written by Benjamin Kohler. He took the Night Before Christmas, which, if you're familiar with that, that's the one that goes, it's a night before Christmas and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse, and so on and so forth. He took that and he flipped it on its head, and now we have a tale of birthday trolls who want to come in and steal your presents and eat your cake. And it started off as just a fun poem that he wanted to write for his nephew. It stemmed out of a conversation that he had with him over dinner. And when he shared it with me, I thought it was so well done. I was like, we got to do this as a whole book. And so we worked on putting that together, and now the book is done and ready to go. We're going to send it off to the printer in September, and we have the Kickstarter going until the first week of September, so that's pretty awesome. And yeah, we'll see. I mean, what's fun is we set it up just at a modest goal, just to try and get like $300, and we were successful. We've surpassed that goal. As at the time of recording this episode, we are currently at around $430 in pledges, so we're well above the threshold for funding, and so that's cool. We have our first stretch goal close at hand. We're going to have a stretch goal at $500, where everyone who's ordering a physical copy of the book will get some extra goodies, and then, you know, we'll go from there. And the I don't know, it's exciting, it's fun, you know, it's our first Kickstarter as a company, it's a really great book, because it's just fun to make quality stuff for kids. I did the artwork for it, so I'm a little biased on how it looks, but I think it's some of my most fun work that I've done, and it's just going to be great. The turnaround time is exciting, the fact that we've essentially run the campaign for just over a month. As soon as it's done, we get everything sent off to the printer, get it printed, get it sent back, and then we get to distribute the book like right away. And so We're not going to be asking people to wait for an extreme amount of time because we're coming to them with a project that has already been invested in, and it's already been developed, and it's just simply ready to publish. So that feels really good, and it's definitely the trend that I want to continue when it comes to future projects for Nine Ravens. Like right now, I'm inking Chapel. That's what I've been doing all day before recording this episode. And we're excited to see that book move forward, because when that graphic novel is completely done, then we're going to do a Kickstarter for that as well. And obviously, that's the whole other end of the spectrum. We have a Night Before Birthday is a children's book, but Chapel Honor is essentially an action movie in a graphic novel. And it's just an over-the-top story about an assassin who's trying to get out of the game, but then learns that as soon as he qualified to leave that life, someone else from within that world put a contract out on him, and now they want him dead. And so he's got to figure out not only who's after him, but he's got to stay alive long enough to confront him. So that's a really exciting book, and I'm working on the artwork for that, and Jack Hart's the writer, and that's really exciting. So just everything moving forward feels really good. You know, the balance between my new day job and the time to be creative is working out well. And I'm working on planning out some more Make It Happen episodes for the podcast, for those of you who enjoy those. So keep an eye out for that. But I thought it'd been a week, so I thought I'd come back with just an update, a little creator journal for you. So as always, if any of you have any thoughts or suggestions of topics you'd like to hear me cover, if you like my thoughts or insights on anything, I'm more than willing to consider those and cover them for you in future podcasts. But by all means, please know that you're taking the time to listen to this is a real privilege and a compliment, and I appreciate you doing so. I recently got to be a part of the 69th episode of the Color Me Dead podcast. Actually just recorded it before recording this episode. It was a fun conversation with those ladies. They're super, I don't know, they're just super charming. Like, so if you want to check out a very unique show that has an awesome fan base and a great community behind it, check out the Color Me Dead podcast, and you know, tell them Anthony sent you, and you'll have a great time. So but until the next time, which will probably be sooner rather than later, because things are moving along pretty well. This has been an episode of the Anthony Harry podcast, and I appreciate you listening. You guys take care.